Back with us on the podcast, Jamison Gears. This will be a quicker version than the first couple of times you've been on the Go Gopher podcast, but what a festive time of year. We got holiday music playing in the background. There's a line of cars just outside the door. You're ready to go brave this rainy weather to make people's weeks and make sure that they have a smile on their face.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite events that we do here, just getting all the guys with turkeys, signs, costumes, hot chocolate. We got a bunch of stuff, just brightening people's day, brightening their week, so everyone can enjoy, you know, the holidays and Thanksgiving. It's really cool to just have the Gopher family to give back and bless so many people this week.
Take me through what it's like when you're out there and you're about to head out, when the car drives up and you start. I know there's different stations with different things, and they roll the window down and you're able to, whatever your station is tonight, I'm not sure, maybe you know now, but what that's like to see the response.
Yeah, it's really fulfilling. It's really just a different feeling to, you know, see the people's smiles on their face and the way that we can interact with them. And they can kind of put a name to the face and, you know, maybe just impact their week and, you know, just build a relationship with our community, I think, is really important. And to be able to do that when they come to the facility for all these different types of events is really cool, to just see how joyful they are. And then we reciprocate that with good energy and, you know, we make it fun for everyone because, you know, some people are waiting in line for a while. But, you know, everyone knows it's worth it. And so, you know, we all have a really good time with it, and it's a lot of fun. And, yeah, it's Minnesota weather, and we're all built for it, so we're enjoying it.
I think it's been colder in some years. I don't know if it's rain that I can remember. This is, what, your fifth?
Yeah, this is my fifth one. So.
Yeah, and I was going to ask, too, just from a standpoint of, I know a lot of you guys consider yourself kind of lucky, right? You get to play college football for your life. You get to run around with buddies and play in front of 50, 60, 100,000 people. And so for some people who might need a little help, that's got to put, you know, make you feel pretty good, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all living our dream, and we're having so much fun. And we get treated so well by just the fans and our support system here as college athletes. So I think it's really cool for us to, you know, be able to, you know, have that platform to be able to do things like this and how popular it's gotten and how much people appreciate it. I think it's really great because I think it makes all the guys want to come do it. And we get a bunch of people, they're all yelling out there and we're having a great time. So I think it's really cool how we can bring a bunch of people together for something that's not just football. Like, they know us from football, but we're able to do things outside of the field, which is really cool.
What do the freshmen think the first time now tonight?
They're probably thinking, like, I don't know how long, you know, I don't know how cold it's gonna get, but I mean, it's definitely been a lot colder, so I think we're gonna, you know, enjoy it not being like super, super cold. But I just remember when I was a freshman, it was cool just to go out there with all the guys and see like all the leaders, like all the old guys that, you know, spend so much time here, and they're just so excited to do it, and that kind of rubs off.
A couple of football questions, if I can. You're a Chicago guy, Providence Catholic. Aside from the outcome, obviously you guys wanted to win last week. What was it like? I know you're a White Sox fan, but still, what was it like playing in Chicago at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, it was such a cool experience. It's something that, you know, I'll really cherish forever. Just to have so many friends and family there in an iconic stadium like Wrigley Field, I think was really, really cool. I know I wish I could play better and do things that, you know, maybe I can produce more on the offensive side. But, you know, I think that just in the Big Ten, there's so many things that you have to do right. Margin of error is so small. And, you know, just being out there in that environment I thought was really, really cool. And, yeah, I was my parents and some of my family were able to be on the field afterwards, and they were taking a bunch of pictures. And it's a cool experience for all of us to you know, kind of go through and kind of have that Chicago experience that some of the guys maybe haven't had before.
With lots of Gopher fans, too, there. I mean, that was almost all Gopher fans.
Yeah, which was amazing. And, you know, it's cool to see the parallels from Minneapolis and Chicago, how they're so different. But, like, you're kind of able to just, like, take it all in. And, you know, it's a really cool area over there. And, you know, I think most – most everyone I was talking about how they liked it. They really loved the experience being there. Even though it was an early game, I think they really liked it.
How's the bounce back been for you guys? I know you've had a couple of practices now since, and you got a huge game this weekend.
Yeah, biggest game of the year. I think it's just the mentality to leave it all out on the field. Obviously, Wisconsin's a very good team, and especially their defense. It's a rivalry that goes back and forth. And we just have to put everything together and just play our best game. And everyone has to do their job to the best of their abilities and play their hearts out. If we can do that, we'll have the best chance to win for sure.
You had one of my favorite touchdowns last year at Camp Randall. It basically sealed the game. I mean, there was still some time left, but it basically put the game away. What was that like for you? And then what is it like? You've done it a few times now when the clocks hit triple zeros and you get to chase down that X.
Man, just being in Minnesota for my 5 years, like just seeing how much it means to the fans and the coaches, but also the guys from Minnesota on the team. Like, just being able to look at like my seniors and guys from Minnesota and just see like what it means for them. Like, it's built for me like over the past years, and now I feel the exact same way. And just want to, send the seniors off on the regular season on, an epic rivalry that, has been here for over 100 years, and just the tradition of it and the respect everyone has for the rivalry is something that's, it means a lot. It's a significant amount. So, I'm really excited for it. I'm excited to watch everyone, play their hearts out alongside me. And man, we're ready to do it at home too, which is going to be great.
No doubt about it. Senior day too would be a whole nother topic we can talk about, but I'll let you go because you got people waiting for you. And I'm looking forward to the game this weekend too. So enjoy the week and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks. You too.
There he is, Jamison Gears.